Hello, and thank you for calling Cigna Healthcare.
Para español, marque 8.
To get started, please tell me if you're a customer, a provider, or if you're a customer calling about enrollment, say, enrollment.
Claim.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Please say, I'm a customer, or press 1. I'm a provider, or press 2. I'm calling about enrollment.
Please say your 9-digit tax ID. You said 621526. How may I help you? You can say things like claim information or eligibility. Please speak the customer ID or social security number. That's 409370. Next, what's the date of birth for the customer you're calling about? You're calling about IRCA, right? Just a moment while I gather your plan information.
This patient has medical, dental, pharmacy, and mental health. All right, medical. If you're calling to request an adjustment on your claim, you can now submit that request at CignaForHCP.com. All you need to do is search for your claim and click Start a Reconsideration.
I'll need to look up the claim you're calling about.
What's the date of service? You can also say claim mailing address. I found 3 claims on that date. Whenever you've heard enough, just say stop. The first one was for service on May 15, 2025. The amount billed was $144. Before I connect you, are you calling about multiple patients? Sorry, I didn't hear you. Is your call regarding multiple patients? Say yes or no. All right. Your call experience is important to us. Please stay on the line after your call to take a short survey. Please hold while your call is transferred. Note that calls may be monitored or recorded to ensure quality of service.
Thank you for calling Cigna Healthcare. My name is Kenya. How can I assist you, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? Thank you for calling Cigna Healthcare.
Good morning. This is Anna here calling from the provider office, and I have a question regarding claims. So if it is possible, can you please help me out in that?
Your callback number?
You can reach me out at 901-610-4114, and that's the direct line for me.
The patient's full name and date of birth?
The patient's name is Wilburn Areca. Date of birth is 2/11/1981.
Thank you. And how can I help you with this member today?
The patient's date of service is 5/15/2025. With the billed amount on this month, it is $40,189.60. And I just want to inform you, we are sending this thing back.
Hold on, Anna. Bear with me. I have the date of service of 5/15/2025, and what was the billed amount?
The billed amount on this one is going to be $40,189.60.
Wonderful. Let me locate that bill. Me just a second.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have that claim note that we received on May 19th, and how can I help you?
We have sent this claim back for the review. The claim was sent back for the review previously under the reference number 6560.
I didn't understand you very clearly. What was the call reference number?
6560.
Okay, let me see if I can bring that up. Okay, 6560 was sent back on August the 5th. And let's see if it's still open here. It's still pending. Seems that it was assigned to somebody on August the 19th. So, Anna, we need to give it a little bit more time.
How much time you needed on this one? This is a high-value claim, so that is the reason why I'm asking you.
Well, it was assigned to someone on the 19th, so let's give it at least 10 business days for them to look at it and reprocess it.
Okay, provide
turn
me the call
reference. Turnaround time is 10 business days.
Provide me the call reference.
Okay, the call reference will be the same for that, which is 6560. But for you calling today, that's going to be, let's say, 3486.
May I have your name?
Once again, my name is Kenya, K-E-N-I-A. Last name initial is F. F is in Friday. And is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm done with this call. Thank you so much for helping me out. And hope you have wonderful.
Your feedback's important, so remain on the line and have a great day.
Thank you.